It is a good day to be me, and it's a good day to be her, too. She's Jennifer Horn. I'm Rich McFadden, and this is the Good Day Show you've tuned into. Thank you very much. I got a little story for you here for Dudley.
Yeah, I said, good morning, Rich. How are you doing? And you said, tired.
Tired.
And I said, oh, really? I got a lot of sleep last night. And you said, I didn't. I was talking to Doug all night long.
I made a conscious effort. I really did try to go to bed early. We had a good night last night. Sean had a makeup baseball game from his rain out on Saturday. And then after that, we went and got pizza. And then went and, you know, it was beautiful out here in the Washington area. It was like 87 degrees. So we were out in the yard playing. Then went, got the kids home. Then I went to Taekwondo. And, you know, come home. I'm like, all right, get the kids to bed. Sean and I read some Harry Potter. Read Juliana, her book. Everybody's good. Daddy's going to go to sleep, and then bring.
Or so Daddy thinks, because your other son hasn't talked to you.
My other little boy, Hurricane Dudley, is on the phone. I'm in a hotel somewhere in Ohio. Doug, where are you? I don't know. Somewhere in Ohio. So he had planned to drive all the way to Pennsylvania last night.
Right.
And he was just too tired. He didn't get enough sleep the night before. And, you know, so he was just running on empty. And
so he wasn't stopping at the approved hotels that the production team had picked for him, right?
The production team, while he was on the road in Ohio, was looking for another hotel for him to stop at. And just to give you inside information, we use a piece of equipment now that uses the internet for when he's on the road. And, you know, most of the time you can just walk in, connect to their internet, and then boom, we can be connected.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like he's here in studio. But there are certain hoops you have to jump through to make it all work. And so
we're just getting started with this new technology.
We don't know
all the hoops yet.
No, and it works pretty well. So right. Bob Kay is our general manager in California, and he's actually at the NAB right now.
And Doug's roadie.
Yeah, the National Association of Broadcasters show, and Doug's roadie, usually his partner on the road, starts calling around for hotels that are going to have what we need to get on the air. It's A, a fax machine, because Doug still likes his faxes, paper in hand, and then B, the internet connection that we need to connect him to the studio. So he pulls into this hotel that Bob finds and start to get connected, and we end up having problems, so calls me up around 10:30. We start trying to work through them. Actually, around 9:30, we start trying to work through them. And long story short, can't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about midnight, 12:30, 12:45, and he is ready to go to bed by like 9 o'clock.
Right. He was tired.
When he called me at 6 or 7 o'clock saying, I'm going to stop in Ohio, I could hear it in his voice. He was done.
It's a long day. You know, he's by himself. I mean, he is with Charlotte. But, you know, he's not talking to anybody.
She can't take a driving shift, though.
She can't take a shift. And he had a long night. And, ugh.
Yeah, so he's just toast. So he finally gets to bed around 12:30. I finally get to bed around 12:30. And so, you know, he said, okay, well, we'll just report in from the phone. And we'll try and figure something out in the morning. So I would assume right now he's still asleep. I have not talked to him yet this morning, so we'll let him sleep for a little while.
Poor little Dudley. We should call and sing him a lullaby.
Wouldn't he love that?
I don't think so.
Hey, sunshine, what are you doing?
Good morning.
He will actually be here in studio tomorrow. Tonight, actually, will be here for a little bit, and then tomorrow.
How far is it from Ohio to D.C.?
He can be here in 8 hours. I've made it to Cleveland in 7 hours.
Oh, that's good. So it won't be like that's a full day, but.
Yeah, no. I mean, if he leaves after the show this morning, he'd be here by 3, 4, 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Gotcha.
So, and he can get a full night's sleep tonight. So when he blows in here tomorrow morning, he will be absolutely just back to his old self.
Or he might be cranky.
Nah, he's usually. Here's the funny thing about Doug,
and we were just talking about this.
On person, he's really, really. He's like he's like this jewel in person. Over the phone.
He'll even be nice to Michael tomorrow.
Why would he want to do that?
Exactly.
So, but yeah, no, in person, he is. It's so funny because he's all business when he's on the phone. When he calls you on the phone, it's all business or it's all play. Mm-hmm. Like he calls you up. Guess what I just saw?
Guess what I just did? Guess what I saw?
The biggest ball of twine in the Southwest. I just saw the big. It's so cool. Charlotte ran laps around it and then she peed on it. You know, that's something like he would do.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'd call you up without even saying hello. We got to do this, 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 and this. Okay, bye. See ya.
Kind of like that in email, too. Real quick answers.
All caps.
Yeah, either no caps or all caps, depending on if he likes you.
I think I've decided that when he blows in here to town, he and I are going to the Apple store and kicking and screaming. I'm going to get him into new technology.
That's good. We'll see how it works. I don't know. Roberta got an iPhone and Facebook. We can have Doug do the same. I think that's good.
You know, if Roberta can get an iPhone and Facebook all in 1 week, I think Dudley can upgrade to an iPhone where he can be on air, on the road, wherever he is. There's so much technology out there today. It's amazing. You can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can do anything. You can be on video right now driving down I-95. And be on it.
That's a good idea. We do not recommend that.
Well, and that's one of the things. This is one of the things I want to talk about. There's a couple of stories today that are really kind of in your face as far as controlling you or invasion of privacy. And that's what we're going to talk about in a few minutes. One of them is school lunches.
Yeah, I saw that.
And a district, I think, where is this? Chicago and Ohio area.
The story's up at Doug7.com with a yucky-looking tray of lunch. Did you notice that? The picture is not quite appetizing.
But I don't know where to stand on this story, so we're going to talk about it in a minute. It's basically a school district who is forcing their kids not to bring their own lunch and to eat their school
chicken
lunches.
Chicken nuggets for everybody.
Well, it's not chicken nuggets. It's more like carrot sticks and whatnot. So we'll hit that here in a minute. And if you want to join us and read along, just head on over to gooddayshow.com or dougsteffen.com and see that along with a couple of other stories here at 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Live from Progressive,
it's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day. We're over at gooddayshow.com with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. That's me, McFadden,
that's
right?
You.
Still McFadden.
I know. You
I didn't change
messed
it.
Up on that.
All right, so we're talking about this school in Chicago, the Little Village Academy public school.
Yeah, it's a public, not a private.
It's a public school.
Mm-hmm.
And bottom line here is it's a nutritional tough love. They are banning homemade lunches, brown bagged lunches. You cannot bring your own food into the school.
The only way you can bring a bagged lunch in is if your kid has allergies. Then you can bring a homemade lunch to school. But otherwise, everybody has to be on this lunch program. And it costs $2.25 a day. So you not only have to send your kid to school without a lunch, but you have to pay for their lunch.
Okay. And so, and here's the kicker. This is in the inner city. There's a lot of people who qualify for the lunch program. So about 85% of the kids that go to this cafeteria or go to this school qualify for the free lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So the other 15 or 20%, whatever it is, they do have to shell out the $2.25 and can usually do a PBJ and some crackers and a juice box or something like that for cheaper than the $2.25 a day. So those parents are complaining. But really what they're trying to do here is fight obesity.
Absolutely.
In the inner city, which is a problem because they eat cheap food, bad food. There's no nutritional value to the food that you can buy off of the rack for really inexpensive. And there's a problem with obesity in children in this age group in the inner city. So what do you think? Should we teach them? I mean, all you have to do is go through 5 or 6 years of this and kids will start losing weight.
And set up a good habit.
And set up a good habit, teach them how to eat healthier, and you may have solved the problem. What, it might take a generation. Or should they be left to make their own decisions and be able to buy and eat what they want and just give them an education and say, if you're going to eat in the cafeteria, we're going to fix you healthy foods.
Right.
And try to teach them so that when they do bring their own lunches, they are more capable of knowing what is healthy and helping them lose weight.
And I kind of go that method only because I don't want the government to tell me one more thing of what I need to do or have to do or, you know, it's too much. But I will say, I think if you offer these lunches, if this is the only thing that's being offered at school, and if you teach the kids why they're eating it, they're going to start to feel bad if they're bringing the Twinkies and the Ding Dongs to school when they see that everybody else is eating healthy. And it's more valuable if they make the choice themselves. If they're just force-fed something, it doesn't create a true habit.
44% of American kids living below the poverty line are obese or overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So do you really think that a majority of the kids will be eating carrots instead of ding-dongs if 44% of the kids are bringing in those
ding-dongs? I think
they're
going to eat what the school gives them. And I don't even think it's an issue because they're going to be on the free lunch program. So they're going to eat what the school gives them anyway.
All of the 44% will.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, it could be true. All right. So
if they're below the poverty line, they will.
1-800-510-8255. 1-800-510-TALK. What do you think? Should these kids be forced to eat healthy and to learn what it is to eat healthy? Or should they be able to bring, pack, and eat whatever they want? Stories at gooddayshow.com, DougStephanShow.com, 1-800-510-8255. I think the ACLU and I think the parents of the 15 or 20% and other radio shows and media outlets around the Chicago area are never going to let this happen.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a chance. No
Although
way.
I don't think it's totally wrong. I just think you create lasting habits when you get to be the one to make the decision.
But I don't think that they will make the decision, and that's the sad part. So, all right, what do you think? 1-800-510-8255 on the Good Day Show. It's 21 past the hour.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Extend your life. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Dudley had a rough day yesterday on the road and a rougher night last night trying to get his studio connection, so we're letting him nap a little bit. And Jennifer and I are here, Rich McFadden. Jennifer Horn talking about this story in the suburbs of Chicago where they are forcing the students to eat their food. It's my food or no food. Don't bring your own food.
No,
don't bring
lunch.
The peanut butter and jelly. Don't bring the bag lunch. You eat what we eat because it's good for you. Trust me, it's good for you. That's the last time the government said that to you.
Yeah, but I'm sure it probably is. You know, it's probably better than what they're getting because it's probably fresh produce and stuff like that.
All right. Also over at DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com, a New York City man has started a UFO hotline. I'm sure Doug will be all over that
I
one.
Saw UFO. Let's call him.
Can you imagine Doug is going to have this on his quick dial on his phone as he drives across the country?
That was a UFO. I just saw something.
Charlotte, did you see that? Charlotte, did you see that?
I didn't see anything, sir, but my dog barked.
All right, a Kentucky man has found a 300 million year old shark fossil. How do
That's
you know that?
Cool.
How do you know that?
How they can how do you know carbon dating?
Please.
That's true.
Carbon dating. How do you know it's 300 million years old by carbon dating?
I don't know. I don't they cut it in half and count the rings?
I don't buy it. Hulk Hogan is getting ready to train little people to wrestle for a new reality series called Micro Wrestling.
Oh, I love the Hulkster.
Don't you think he's taking advantage of the little fellas?
Yeah, I kind of don't know if I like that. He's on TNA right now, so I'm kind of surprised that he has so much time to train little people.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Hulkster, he's always looking for something. Yeah. Roberta's got lots of deals for you over in the Queen of Cheap section. One of her favorite deals, and I've used this, and the reason I used it so much is because she gave me a few of the coupons
restaurant.com. Oh, it's awesome. I use it all the time.
It's unbelievable.
Especially, you have to wait because it's wonderfully cheap on any average day. But if you can wait till they have their 80% off sale, you can get $25 gift certificates to restaurants for $2 or $3.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
It's awesome.
Yep. So head on over to the Queen of Cheap section and get that. Dr. Ken says alcohol may be a major cause of cancer. I say baloney. I say bring it on.
You'll take your risk.
And, of course, Doug is like, you drink a beer, you're going to die of cancer. No,
well, Dr. Ken himself said one a day, moderation, that's okay.
Yeah. See, what I do is I save up my one per day and drink them all in one day on the weekend.
That doesn't count. That's called binge drinking.
No, it's not. I had three beers Saturday night, so I'm okay.
Ooh.
So, and the video of the day is an unusual street performer in the New York subway. A woman who plays a musical saw. I've seen these. These are cool. These are kind of like the jug bands in Kentucky and stuff like that.
And the video, she plays the theme to Star Trek on it. Pretty cool. Step on over there. And also, the poll has to do with this story about the lunches in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's poll. Dr. Ken says alcohol is a major cause of cancer. How often do you have something alcoholic to drink? Every day, 15% of the audience said. If you said
cheers,
if you said a couple of times a week, you were with 10% of the audience.
Oh.
If you said a couple of times a month, you were with 19% of the audience.
Not being honest.
If you said rarely, you were with 20. I'm actually at the 19% right now.
You think you only drink a couple times a month?
Right now on the Metafast thing.
You don't have like a beer a weekend?
Under normal circumstances, I probably skip a weekend a month two where I just, there's really no occasion. You know, in the summer when I'm working out in the yard or something like that, I may grab a beer after I'm done with the neighbor over the fence, you know, type thing. If you said rarely, you were with 28% of the listeners. And this one, I can't remember the last time I had any alcohol.
How about I'm drinking right now?
Yeah, we didn't have. I think that's going to be every day, 15%.
All right.
So today's poll is about the Chicago banning the homemade lunches. So head on over to gooddayshow.com and tell us what you think there. It's a good way to help children learn about nutrition. This would be the parents' job. I bet the only reason they're doing it is to make money and bring me more PBJ at 28 past the hour on Good Jay. Good day.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. 'Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge just starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is forges in your cup.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills? All day?
Yes.
With Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Here we go, the Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys!
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, 'cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Mayor was arrested here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a long tradition. Our mayors love to get arrested in Washington, D.C.
What is the deal over there?
Who cares? Whatever.
So what did he get arrested for?
I think they're protesting the part of this budget that makes some changes. D.C. gets kicked around pretty bad when they have budget overhauls, so they're all upset about it. So.
But they can arrest a mayor for that?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you protest and you're sitting in the middle of the street, yeah, you get protested.
Ah, gotcha.
You know, they take him to the country club and they let him go and whatever.
Got
so.
It.
So anyway, Jennifer Horn and I, Rich McFadden, are talking about what's this school lunch ban or the home lunch ban, not being able to bring your own bagged lunch to this Chicago school. Mm-hmm. Doug is asleep, pretty much. On the road, having a rough night trying to get in from California back over to Boston. He's somewhere in the middle of Ohio, so he will be with us here in a little bit.
Yeah, but we're having fun. We're holding down the
road. Yeah. So we're talking about this Chicago school where they've said you cannot bring your own lunch. You have to eat what we give you to eat, even if you have to pay the full $2.25 for it, because basically we want to fight obesity in inner city
children. Right, and we don't trust you to do that on your own.
And you are incapable of doing that yourself. The ACLU and a couple of other organizations have come out and said, whoa, and we want to know what you think at 1-800-510-8255. And Linda is called from, is that Dalzell, South Carolina, Linda?
Yes.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Hi. I'm great.
Great.
Getting kids off to school.
Oh, good.
Oh, there right. You'd be perfect for this story. Then.
Are you packing a lunch for them?
No. As you said, Chicago, the schools here do not allow them to bring their own lunch. But
really?
They also, they do qualify for free lunch, but my kids don't eat it.
Wow.
They eat breakfast at home, and they go through the lunch line. First thing they do when they come through the door, they eat because they say the food is nasty.
What do they give them? Like, what's an average day of lunch for them?
I think my son, who's in middle school, he said they usually have some kind of oatmeal cookie, rye bread. Jason, what kind of pizza y'all have? Whole wheat pizza.
Mm-hmm.
For lunch.
You know what? That pizza time.
Yeah.
That is pizza.
I like
it. So that the cheese falls.
The cheese is always
falls.
Hey, man, what good is pizza if the cheese
is always
falling?
And low fat milk.
And low fat milk. And he doesn't like any of it. Doesn't want anything to do with it.
It's not incredibly healthy, oatmeal cookies and bread.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, well, I mean, if you're eating wheat products instead of the white, sugary, floury stuff. So when he gets home, is he hungry? Is he, like, starving?
He's starving.
Mm-hmm.
And when did they institute this ban on the home lunches?
You know, I have no idea because I was packing lunch, and one day my daughter, I got a call from the school telling me they weren't allowed to bring lunches.
Really?
Now, what happens to you? Will they just take the food? Will you get detention if you do bring something in that
he
they don't allow?
He got detention.
Really?
Got detention for bringing his own lunch.
He got 2 days of detention.
Huh.
Now, my little children who are in first grade, you know, they just sent a note home saying that they have to eat school lunch. But it's the same thing across the board with each one of my kids. They don't eat. When they walk through the door, they're hungry.
So what kind of food do you feed them when they're at home? Do you feed them a healthy food, or do they get to eat whatever they want?
They eat whatever they want, but we live on a farm. So they're used to eating broccoli, and like my son and I were out yesterday, we were planting carrots.
Very good.
So they're free to go out in the garden when they're at home, and they pull and sometimes even sit out there and eat.
So they
but
have
when I go
to
in the grocery store, see, that's a totally different thing because a $2 a pound tomato, I can't buy that.
Yeah,
right.
It's not in my garden. They can't eat it.
Yeah.
Got it.
No, it's crazy. So let me ask you this. Their friends at school, would you say that there's an obesity problem in this school?
I would really say a more or less. We live in a military area, so kids here, you see children out on the road running, or they're a member of the ROTC and things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But on the average, it's a half and half thing. I think my children are obese, but when they go to the doctor, all of their health reports are good.
Yeah, they're in the normal range.
Really? But you think they're heavy?
Yes.
And they eat out of the garden and eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen,
that's
Linda.
That's an interesting point.
See,
it's
very interesting because this article that we're quoting from says they couldn't find any other schools that had this same ban, and obviously there are more.
Yep, South Carolina.
Interesting.
And
interesting.
How much of that food is being wasted if the kids are throwing it away? I mean, that sounds like a thing that a child
I'm sure they make adjustments for how many kids actually eat. All right, Linda, thank you so much for calling.
These kids make me laugh because they'll tell me they see the dumpster full of food because kids just throw it in the trash. You know, they take what off the plate they like, and the rest goes in the trash.
Right.
They eat the oatmeal cookie and then throw the rest away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks
all right,
for
Linda.
Call.
Thank
Very
you.
Very informative.
All right, let's go to Brandon in Evansville, Indiana. Hi, Brandon.
Hey. Oops. Good morning.
Good morning. And tell us your story.
I'm 31 years old, and all through junior high and high school, everybody's had overweight people in their classes. And some of those people now, when they're starting to be in their 20s and going into their 30s, they're some of the most in-shape people I know just because they knew how it felt to be a little overweight.
It made a conscious effort to change.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, it's kind of like a live and learn thing. You know, something like that you can change if it's not.
But isn't that interesting, Brandon, that when you are young and in school and under your parents' care, you're overweight. But once you're old enough and realize, okay, I can change this, that you take control of it, that your parents are clueless enough not to be able to do that for you. And I wouldn't say it's clueless, because let me tell you something. I'm a parent. I have two small kids, and it's hard. It's really hard to get your kids to eat stuff that is good for them. They want to eat the stuff with the sugar in it. They want to eat the carbs. Yeah, they want to eat the stuff they see on TV. So it's tough.
I think kids do a lot of emotional eating. You know, they eat with their friends. They snack. I think one of the things that we overlook is that there's a lot of emotion involved with childhood eating, I think.
But they don't know about these foods unless you provide them for them. They don't
have
access to
them. Right, it's what they have access
to
until they're a teenager, though.
Right. All right, Brandon, thank you. Let's go to Atwood, Tennessee. Herb, what do you think?
I think it starts back with the parents, our kids. I know when I growed up, I ate what my mother put on the table. Mm-hmm. because that's what I had. It was that, or there was no going to the Twinkie cabinet, grabbing a Twinkie or whatever.
You think it's different now, though, Herb? You think kids have easier access to this stuff now? Because before, back when you and I were in school, you couldn't buy Twinkies in school. They didn't have vending machines.
No.
You know, we had to ride our bikes up to the corner drugstore and, you know, get a dollar out of Mom to be able to do this. God, I sound old. But,
No, but it was more of a treat than an everyday thing for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing. We as parents can control what we put in our snack cupboards. You know, if you want your 9 o'clock snack before bedtime for the kids, well, what happens to some popcorn? You just don't throw all that butter or, you know, plus or whatnot.
Yeah, you know, my wife and I were just having this debate the other day. She, you know, bought some yogurt thinking it was healthy for the kids. And, you know, it's got red and purple dye in it.
And, you know,
that's not no good neither.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, you know, it's just live cultures, low fat on it. Meanwhile,
you had a lot of stuff in yogurt, though. It's hard just to find adult yogurt that's good for you.
Well, and this is what we were talking about, is maybe we should, you know, buy some blueberries and strawberries, mash them up, and then mix them with the plain white yogurt to give it the flavor and the colors and make it more fun. And, you know, but it's, you know, again, it's more work. It's tough. Everybody's busy. But it's what you have to do, and that's the hard part about it. All right, Herb, thank you very much.
Thanks, Herb.
To Live Oak, Florida, and talk to James. Hi, James.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What do you think?
I think on the other end of it, I think it's a business, and I think these people that get the cut of the money for selling this business, selling these foods, making them buy it.
So it's like Halliburton, except on a school lunch level, right?
Yeah, it's like a prison system. The prisoners aren't allowed to go out and work their own vegetable gardens anymore because that's a cut in on the profits. You're not allowed to do that no more. You're not allowed to bring a lunch. That's a cut in on my profit.
So if you were going to gooddayshow.com and answering our daily poll today, which is to cut down on junk food, a Chicago school is banning homemade lunches. What do you think? You would choose, I bet the only reason they're doing this is to make everyone buy lunches so the school can make money. You think that's what it is?
Exactly.
All right.
Well, think about where it's coming out of, Chicago. They're a bunch of thugs. They're going to try and tell you what's
in
the start.
I didn't even make that connection. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah,
it's a start with Michelle Obama and Obama. That's where they're going to start it.
They're not in control of the schools in
but
Chicago.
But think about it. If they're charging everybody.
Well, they got connections.
Well, sure. I mean, everybody's got connections in Chicago.
But those lunches are valued at $2.25 for people that are not in the program. So they're charging us, the taxpayers, $2.25 for every kid, which was like 80% of the school that's on that
you
gets
know,
free lunches.
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I know that the kids who don't qualify for the program are being charged $2.25 for the lunch. But I don't know what the state or the school is actually paying for them. For all we know, they could be paying $4 a lunch for the kids that they are covering.
And that comes right out of the taxpayer money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and then you wonder, in the inner city, how do they, I mean, because they don't have a large tax base, how do they afford this program?
That's why we're in the situation that we're in, right?
Duh. Hello.
Spending.
Everybody's cutting, and all of a sudden, no, we're going to force you to eat our lunch that we're going to buy for you. I don't know how that works. All right, got time for just a couple more calls, a couple open lines here, 1-800-510-8255 at 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chronic diseases like heart disease, stroke, and diabetes are among the most common and costly health problems in America. According to the CDC, nearly half of all adults have at least one chronic disease. But these conditions are preventable, and people can take steps to lower their risk. Pharmacist Andre Mackey from CVS Pharmacy has more on the importance of preventive care.
Early detection through health screenings is critical to managing and in some cases reversing the effects of chronic diseases like diabetes. However, many people aren't receiving health screenings because they don't have a doctor or they can't afford it. To make preventive care more accessible, CVS Pharmacy is providing free health screenings at more than 800 To Your Health events across the country.
The CVS Pharmacy To Your Health program offers over $150 worth of free screenings for diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, osteoporosis, and vision. For more information, visit www.cvs.com/toyourhealth.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is catching some Z's after a rough night on the road. Yep, and taking a little nap. I'm sure Charlotte is probably nonplussed at him over this one. But she'll be happy once she gets back on the farm over there. So until then, Jennifer and I, Rich, were talking about this story in Chicago where they will not allow you to bring your bagged lunches in. No more brown bags. Forcing you to eat the school lunches, whether you can pay for it or not. And because they think it's a healthy way to help fight obesity in the inner city. What do you think? 1-800-510-8255. Go to Orlando and talk to Steve. Steve, what do you think?
Hi, yeah. I grew up in Chicago, actually. That's where I'm from, but our lunches were not structured. But I grew up in a different generation where, you know, after school, we were out there raising heck until the sun went down, so we were burning off the calories.
Right, yeah. You were exercising.
I think that if they structure these meals where kids are just dumping them in the garbage, they're just going to go home and eat like banshees when they get home and probably all the wrong things. And I disagree with it.
Yeah, and that's what our caller from South Carolina said, is that her kids skipped the lunches there. And that they go home and eat whatever they want, and then it's because the food is with the kids. You could hear the kid in the background saying the pizza's nasty.
Yeah,
the cheese goes sliding off of it, and the wheat pizza and everything. But I mean, obviously, we have to do something to educate people. We put all this junk out on the shelves. Everybody goes and buys it, and all of a sudden, there's red dye this and food coloring that and high fructose this, and you need to educate yourself because let me tell you something. They're going to put it on the shelves, and they're going to sell it to you if you don't do anything about it yourself. So it's 51 past the hour on Good Day. It's Jennifer and Rich.
Mm-hmm.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Three past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is catching up on some Z's after a long night on the road. He'll be joining us here in a little bit. Until then, Jennifer and I are going through some of the stories of the day, so make sure you get on over to gooddayshow.com to pick a couple of them up. Right now, it's time for our friend Alex Goldfain and the Technology Tailor to tell you how people are using their computer tablets more than their computers nowadays.
Oh. Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
If you think tablet devices aren't catching on, listen to this. Google just did a survey on tablet use among consumers. And since more than 8 in 10 tablets are iPads, let's call this a look at how we use our iPads. 43% of respondents spend more time with their iPad than with their computer. And 1 in 3 use their iPad more than they watch TV. That's a pretty big deal. 68% spend at least 1 hour per day with their iPad. Now, what do most people do with their iPad? Nearly 9 in 10 play games, 8 in 10 search for information, and 75% email. Interestingly, among the least popular activities was reading books. Less than half of iPad owners read with their device. This matches with what I've been saying for over a year. If you want to read, just read. Get a Kindle. iPad customers don't really buy an iPad for reading. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes, including this one, for free online at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
55 past the hour, and Doug Steffens, good day. And, you know, Alex, it pretty much hit me right on the head where I use my computer.
But it's weird that people don't use their iPads for reading a book.
Isn't that strange?
That's what I love.
Because the Kindle and what's the other one?
The Nook.
The Nook.
Mm-hmm.
You have both of them, right?
I do. I actually am using my Nook now because my Kindle broke.
And isn't the Nook, is that the color one?
No, it does have some color to it. The Nook is weird because it's a little heavier than the Kindle.
Really?
Yeah.
So which one do you prefer?
Is Doug listening?
No, because he bought you the Nook, right?
Yeah, I really like the Kindle. I think is a little easier, but I like the Nook. I mean, basically, they're both the same. They're both they both do the same thing. The Nook is just a little heavier, which is noticeable when you do hold it up, like you're reading from it.
Yeah, that's the one thing with the iPad. I mean, I like the iPad.
Your iPad's even heavier than the Nook, I think.
It is a little funny to hold, but they have these new covers with kind of like a sleeve where your hand slides in on the back to make it easier
to hold.
So I might get one of those, but they just don't have one for the iPad 2 yet. But
my deal is that I am in front of a computer for 4 hours during this show, at my desk for 8 hours in front of a computer there. So when I get home, really, I don't, for fun, go onto a computer. The only thing I would use is really my Droid to go if I need something when I'm out and about. I try to shut down after I've been in front of a computer.
Well, I mean, and for me, you know, I go home, so I'm home for 3 or 4 hours, and then I usually have to check in again, in the late afternoon, early evening. And I got to a point in the last year or so where I don't really use my computer, my desktop computer. And we have a laptop and we have a computer, a desktop. That's what Sean and my mother-in-law use, and Janet uses it quite a bit. But I'm on my iPhone and the iPad more than anything because, really, you consume information.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason you need a computer, the only reason I jump on a computer is if I'm going to do something with pictures, or if I'm going to do something creating some kind of audio thing.
Right, and
or video
processing, I think, is easier in a big computer, too.
Yeah, but I don't have to do a lot of that, really. I do all that at work. I don't do any of that at home. So it's just weird how we've come to consume things, and I can do that on my iPhone just as easily as I can, as a matter of fact, easier than I can do with anything else. So, I mean, you look at cameras. The smartphones are killing the camera world. These small point-and-shoot cameras,
oh, yeah,
they're dying.
Yeah.
And desktops are going to be going the same way.
Well, the camera in my Droid is better than the Snap.
So my wife says,
yeah,
she stops using her camera, and she always says, give me your iPhone, because I've got the iPhone 4.
Right.
And she's got the iPhone 3, and she's like, give me your iPhone instead of her camera.
Right.
So, and we use it for video, too. So, anyway, it's 58 past the hour. And Doug Steffen's good day. Thank you for being here.